We are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hour number two, and I am very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. Let me see here. I got to make a couple of just a minor. There we go. Now we'll be set. Okay. In the last hour, we talked with Rick Manning. We talked about the gun grab that's going on. We talked a bit about the NDAA. Not a lot about it, but we did talk about it. We'll talk more about it throughout the program, probably towards the end of this hour. Let me bring my volume down there just a little bit. There we go. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that, as well. But the NDAA basically says that the DOD now is going to be potentially, if it's passed in its current form, the DOD will be over public health. And that will mean that the military will be made responsible for making sure that you and I get our injections. And I talked a bit about, you know, how important, what happened to the January 6th guys who military style vehicles and FBI agents dressed in full army, you know, military attack mode went into these neighborhoods, busted their doors down and took them into custody. And how that relates to the issue of the gun grab and the removal of the semi-automatic rifles, that also includes some language about removal of semi-automatic pistols, but at least collecting data and information on whether you own a semi-automatic pistol so they can later come in and remove those from you. And that the purpose of all of that is to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government. And somebody who defends themselves against tyranny are our friends in Israel, who are all armed and they all serve for 2 years learning how well to defend both as uniformed citizens, and then once they've learned that, they have that skill set to be able to defend their country in case of an invasion. Dr. David Wormser joins me, Center for Security Policy. Dr. Wormser, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's always great.
I was trying to create, kind of build the bridge for us with regards to that, if you will. Yeah. But, you know, the Israelites every citizen automatically, it's 2 years, right, that they serve?
Actually, the males have to serve 3.5.
Okay.
And women 2.5.
Okay. So they are obviously then fully trained, combat trained, and they then take that training with them into their civilian life as well, but they still are armed and they are well able to defend their homes, defend their neighborhoods, come together, potentially, if necessary, create a local militia to protect their homes and communities in the event of an attempted invasion by certain Palestinian forces like Hamas or others.
Well, we may get a test of that fairly soon. I mean, the amount of illegal weaponry that has flowed into the Palestinian Authority, and Hezbollah has sent to its operatives in Israel some of the Israeli Arabs, and Hamas has sent to Israeli Arabs. The Israelis think there are several hundred thousand illegal firearms in the Palestine among Arabs in Israel. There are Arabs who can legally carry guns.
Okay.
And many Arabs actually serve in the Israeli military.
Right.
Christian Arabs are pretty much turning the corner. They no longer consider themselves as much Arabs as they consider themselves Christians. So they're all beginning to join the Israeli military. So there's a lot of guns that are legal among the Arabs, but there's also hundreds of thousands of illegal guns. And from everything we hear and see and what the Israeli police and the domestic intelligence service is telling the Israelis is that the next round of war could be very ugly internally because of those illegal firearms. It could literally be an internal use of those firearms against Israelis. And we saw, I had a little taste of it a few months ago when you had that terror wave in Israel, and the Israeli government told its citizens, when you go out, take your gun with you, go arm yourself and get out there with a gun so that if a terrorist attack starts, it will stop very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that indeed happened. I mean, that if you see the nature of terrorist attacks in Israel, the same terrorist attack in Paris or in London would claim 15 people, and Israel claims one or two, because within 30 seconds, the terrorist is usually, they call it neutralized, we call it killed.
Which is, there you go. Well, and so I want to bring that into, you know, we talked a little bit last time you were with me about the Khashoggi situation. Yeah. And, you know, the vilification that was made of the Saudi prince and of Saudi Arabia and, you know, the whole fist bump thing and all that stuff. But Khashoggi had strong ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood was, in fact, to the best of our understanding, plotting an assassination attempt against the crown prince.
I think they were plotting even more than that. I think they were plotting a destruction of the Saudi government, not just the prince. The Khashoggi, to understand properly, he was sympathetic to Al-Qaeda, and he basically was within that world. Now, Al-Qaeda was very smart. The way they operated, they didn't say, oh, you know, we want to be a terrorist organization. They said, we're for democracy, and the religious leadership of Saudi Arabia needs to decentralize and become more democratic. And that would, the subtext of that is the government of Saudi Arabia loses control of the religious element. And that government is based on a twin pillar, the Saud family and the Wahhabi religious establishment.
Okay.
And if you democratize, so to speak, the religious establishment, you essentially lose control of the regime. So it's a very kind of nefarious way to use our own values against us.
Okay.
The upshot of it was in 1979, a bunch of young Al-Qaeda, proto-Al-Qaeda types took over the Great Mosque in Mecca. Hundreds were killed. It was a bloody, bloody affair. And their demand was the Al-Qaeda demand, that the ulama, the religious establishment of Saudi Arabia, needs to decentralize and democratize. So Khashoggi plays this game very well. He's sympathetic with Al-Qaeda, but he talks to the West in the language of democratization.
Can we clarify, though, who Al-Qaeda actually is? Because you're talking about them, and so it sounds like they're kind of heroic, and they're pushing for a true Western democracy, but Al-Qaeda is, they are an Islamic terrorist organization. Am I right? So they
100% right. They are up until ISIS, they were the most grisly and dangerous of terrorist organizations.
Okay.
But they're an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Okay. All right. So in other words, they are Sunni Sharia practitioners, if you will. And they're not our form of, you know, Democratic Republic freedom fighters by any stretch of the imagination.
They call themselves Salafis.
Okay.
Salaf were the first, sort of the forefathers of Islam, the first 200-300 years. There's this idea that they were pure. Before there was any interpretation, before there was any change, absolute literal interpretation of Sharia.
So they
believe they are.
So they saw the Saudis and the Wahhabi as a perverted version of their Islam.
Heretics.
They're because Wahhabis are not, Shiites. They're Sunnis also. But they're not Sharia, quote unquote, straight up Sharia compliant Sunnis in the same way as Al Qaeda, or are we just cutting very fine hairs?
It is a little fine, but it is a distinct, maybe a fine distinction with a great difference.
Okay.
You know, the Wahhabis are also to some extent Salaf in that sense, Salafis, but they do have some interpretation and view, which means, you know, once there's a little bit of interpretation, it can go a long way. So essentially they are much more modern than say Al-Qaeda is, not greatly modern, but you know, the Saudi government is even moving beyond that original Wahhabi core. So the Saudi government is definitely attempting to modernize, and this has been one of the big frustrations for Al-Qaeda. One has to remember, when Al-Qaeda talks about decentralization and democratization, they have a very different concept than us. Our concept is that the sovereignty of a nation lies in its citizens, not in its government.
Okay.
Their view is that God is everything. There is a unity to the universe, that God is absolutely everything.
Well, their version, Allah.
Allah, exactly. Okay. But it's a totality. So what it means is there is no sovereignty that is allowed other than just God's. And as a result, anybody who believes he has sovereignty to elect his government is considered polytheism, because he worships something other than the God. He worships democracy or freedom.
So this split then that exists in Saudi Arabia, where you have the Wahhabi religious sect and then you have the monarchy, which represents a separate political entity, if you will, that for them is conflict, because the monarchy shouldn't exist. And the Wahhabis supporting that monarchy are now walking in heresy.
Ultimately, any division is shirk, which is heresy.
Okay.
Polytheistic heresy. Because you have two flags. By the way, it comes from their polemic against Christianity and Judaism. And why it gained such a vast importance.
Okay.
Their argument against Christians were you have three, not one, because you talk about the Trinity.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Right, so that's a rip in the unity.
Right.
The Jews, because they don't believe that their law is universal. You know, there's no conversion attempt in Judaism because Chinese are Chinese. They don't need to be Jewish. So all of a sudden the division of nations is a polytheistic construct in their view. By the way, this is where you have to go to the Palestinian issue. Islamic.
And so we will. We're going to take a break. We'll cross over to that. And then we also are going to be getting into, while you're with us today, the Iran. And Iran has threatened New York with nuclear attack. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. All right. Hey, welcome back, folks. Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. What you've just gotten into, and I hope you're taking a few notes on this, is a deeper understanding of the conflicts that exist within Islam as a belief system, and it is a belief system. I know, you know, on the one hand, it's not a religion in my mind in the same way as Judaism and Christianity, because just like other truly man-made up, Muhammad created Islam by grabbing bits and pieces of a whole lot of different beliefs as he traveled as a young man and as a child and then as a young man with his uncle, who was a merchant who went to all these different places. And Muhammad didn't like certain rules and liked other rules and was apparently somewhat charismatic and was able to, and the irony is that initially, Dr. Damon, he tried to create a religion and he got thrown out.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the interesting things about Islam is every Islamic scholar will tell you, well, Islam, unlike Christianity and unlike Judaism, grew up in the spotlight of history, namely that it happened at a time when we had really good recorded history. My problem with that is, actually, we have pretty good recorded history of the period of Jesus. Yeah. And archaeology is beginning to provide a good bit of recorded history for Judaism. What we don't have is any recorded history of Islam in its first 60 years. Everything that is the orthodoxy of Islamic history is based on histories that were written after the first 60 to 90 years of Islam. And we know that there were two major traumatic events in whatever was Islam at the beginning in the first 90 years. One was a revolt by Ibn Zubaydah, which was riveting, and it tore everything apart and may even have moved Mecca from its original place, where we don't know where it is, to where it is. And the second one was Abdul Malik, when he won against that uprising, edited and changed entirely the Quran. He claimed he was making it more easy to read and reorganized, but the truth was there was major revisions of the Quran 90 years in by the admission of Muslims themselves. So we really don't know what Islam was in its first 10 to 20 years. If you're a faithful Muslim, you believe in the history that came after Abdul Malik, and you believe that's the true story, and that essentially the Quran is the Quran. But historically, we have no evidence of that.
And then there's the Hadith, which is essentially the story of Muhammad.
Yeah.
And you know, we kind of have to take it at its face value, because again, same situation, right? I mean, we assume that those are firsthand writers and firsthand witnesses that watched him do the things that he did, and we assume then that that's the reason why the Quran is given the deference that it's given, is because of what's read in the Hadith. The Hadith is supposed to kind of fill in the gaps, so to speak.
Fill in the gaps, and it's ultimately based on stories of people who were witnesses to what happened. But the problem is, after about 100 to 200 years, people had these intricate chains of, you know, my grandfather, whose brother was the sister of this guy, witnessed Muhammad say. So there were these intricate chains, so to speak, of legitimacy to the Hadith. And they actually had to sit down 200-300 years into Islam and figure out, well, what's real and what's invented.
Wow.
And that's a difficult thing, obviously. So, the Hadith is an interesting question too.
Well, and then we were gonna, when we finish that, we've only got about a minute left of this, and then when we come back in the next segment, I want to get into the Iran and the nuclear situation and that threat. But just very quickly, you were leading into a statement about the Palestinian thing.
Right. You see, this shows you how the Palestinian issue is really a Soviet liberation movement issue. Because under Islam, if everything's a unity, you can't have nationalism. So you could have Islamic government in Palestine,
right,
but you can't have Palestine. Nationalism is itself polytheism in their mind. So this is all for Western consumption. The Russians, before 1964, there was no such thing as a Palestinian people because it violated Islam and it violated the idea of the Arab's nation.
Which is the reason for folks to understand why there's this battle over caliphate between the Sunnis and the Shiites, and who is it that has the actual rightful ascension to the throne, and who should be sitting on the throne of that, because the caliphate is that ultimate throne of Islam all being back together under one umbrella. And so the question mark then becomes, and you can't have two caliphates on the earth at the same time. So you have this battle going on between the Shiites and the Sunnis, and we'll pause there because I think that's a good place, because we've talked about the Sunnis and the, and Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia and so on. Now we'll talk about Iran and the Shiites.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And he is our expert in the area of Israel and things in the Middle East. And I want to talk about this Iran situation, because I think that it's really important for people to understand. We've certainly heard Iran saber rattle before, and you and I have talked for a number of years now about Iran and their access to nuclear weapons and things of that nature. The Obama administration, the way I describe it is the, and I think you and I may have talked about this the last time, but the Obama administration, the JCPOA, essentially legitimized and gave Iran cover. Even we knew that Iran was developing nuclear missiles and a means to deliver them and so on. But the JCPOA gave Iran the excuse by and the international world the ability to say, oh, well, yeah, we know Iran has nuclear weapons, and yeah, they're a little bit ahead of schedule, but look, it's all written out right here. Trump abolishes that. Now they got a problem. But they don't stop developing nuclear weapons. Now, Biden comes back in, and he's going to reinstitute our arrangement with the JCPOA, which, again, just legitimizes the international community saying, yes, we know. Because at the end of the day, the international community wants Israel wiped off the map, and the international community wants America brought to its knees.
Yeah. I mean, look at the UN, look at the way that people vote in the UN, and it, you can't escape that conclusion. The JCPOA, and this I think is an important point, the Iran deal. When President Trump walked out, it was only a year and a half, 2 years before the start of the Biden administration. And the sort of developments you're seeing in Iran right now indicate a full and active program that was secret. In that entire period before, they did not develop a weaponization of a bomb in the last 2 years.
It didn't take them 6 months to do that, you don't think?
They've been working on this for a decade or two. They never came clean. You know, the JCPOA, with the first thing in it was that they were supposed to come completely clean about everything they had done until that point. Well, we know from the Israelis going into Tehran and taking their nuclear archives back to Israel in that amazing intelligence operation 4 or 5 years ago, we know that they never came clean.
Right.
So first of all that. The second thing is, again, it's you don't take a criminal and say, well, I'm going to make you not a criminal by validating and legitimizing some of your criminal activity.
Well, we do that though here in America now, because
well,
so you can, right? So it's
right.
Kind of a we're just taking it.
Right, and we see how well it works in Los Angeles and New York and so forth,
Chicago.
So,
yeah,
you know, it's going to work the same way with the Iranians. So that. But this is the key point: is if the Iranians walk out of the nuclear deal, it doesn't mean they're free, scot free to go pursue a weapon. It means they have to go back to the original law,
right.
The original agreement of the non-proliferation treaty that allowed them to have access to this technology, which is much stricter than the JCPOA. I don't understand why this administration kept saying, well, the Trump administration walked out, so Iran was scot-free. No, Iran is not scot-free. They were still obliged to that. And if they can't live up to that, they have to live up to an even stricter code. But bottom line is, they were always after a bomb. This legitimized their bomb program. They now have, by the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency's admission, they now have enough for a bomb-grade material. And number two, the Iranians themselves now are admitting that they have the technology and the capability of the bomb. And now they're beginning to tell us how they'd use it. We had assumed until now it was on the Israelis only. But yesterday or 2 days ago, one of the chief architects of the program made it very clear that they will reduce New York to rubble.
Now the other piece to this had to do with their ability to deliver.
Yes.
And whether or not they had the ICBMs or some other means by which to send nuclear weapons our direction. And basically, with the money that the Obama administration gave them, they bought the mechanisms from Russia necessary for them to be able to make these kinds of long-range launches. Am I off with what I'm saying there?
No, you're absolutely correct with what you're saying. This was never a question. Back when I was in government in 2002, 2003, 2004, the Iranians were developing a missile that could hit London. Now, you have to ask yourself, why would you build a missile to hit London if it wasn't going to be tipped with some sort of an unconventional warhead, either biological or nuclear or chemical? Because think about sending one missile with a 100-pound bomb into London. You've just started a nuclear war, and you've done very little damage.
Right.
I mean, it's bad, but that's no deterrent. That's
right.
It was obvious, and also the shape of the warhead clearly was parallel to the one in North Korea,
right,
and Libya, and so this back in 2002, 2003, it was very clear they were hell bent on a nuclear program.
Well,
a weapons program,
right. So I guess the question, Dr. David, becomes: how serious should we take now this threat about turning New York into rubble? We don't want to put, you know, untold fear in people, but how serious should we take it? And in light of what the Biden administration has done to our military defense systems, how vulnerable are we to whatever their threat is?
Well, again, one of the things that worries me the most is, and this, again, I think we Americans have to realize about ourselves, we watch these wars with Israel, and Israel shoots down, you know, 6,500 missiles, 8,000 missiles are shot at Israel, and none get through to kill any civilians.
Right.
Because they have a full missile shield, and of course there's small territory and so forth with layered missile defense. The United States does not have a full-up missile defense shield for this country. If somebody launches an intercontinental missile on the United States,
right,
if Russia launches a nuclear missile attack on us, these missiles will hit America. We did, this was going back to the Reagan administration.
Well, I was just going to say, because basically what Israel has done is put into effect the concept that Reagan suggested we needed for the United States, the dome, if you will, Star Wars, as some referred to it. But essentially what Israel has in place is exactly what President Reagan said America needs to have in place, and he got laughed at.
Yeah, you see, at the end of the day, the Israelis don't believe truly in deterrence. They believe that if Iran gets a bomb, the imbalance of population, demography, you may not be able to deter the Iranians.
Right.
So they really believe in denial of ability to be either the victim through missile defense, or preemptive measures to prevent them from getting a bomb. Right. The wise cacklers in Washington all believe in mutual assured destruction. This, ever since the 60s, has been the strategic concept of the wise men of Washington.
Okay.
And that basically means that both sides are in a deadlock because of deterrence and know they will destroy each other. So if anybody develops anything that upsets that mutual assured destruction,
right,
it's destabilizing, because the Russians will think they lost an advantage and will preempt a strike, or we will think we have an advantage and we will go first or whatever. So it's so ingrained in the Washington world,
okay,
that we have a balance with Russia. The Russia needs to have a deterrence against us, and we need to have one against them. So God help us if we actually try to develop a defense system, because at that point it messes up this mutual assured destruction calculation.
But in addition to that, the reality, I guess, is, and I don't know why it is that we're out here singing about it, because, but that seems to be what's happened. And that is that America's deterrent, quote unquote, our number of nuclear warheads and so on, and our capability, quite frankly, to be able to deliver those and the dependability of that system has become so significantly in question that we should have some concerns about that as well. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely. Two things. One was, in the 80s under Reagan.
Right.
Our intelligence, especially a good guy in the Defense Intelligence Agency, Bill Lee, really penetrated Soviet strategic thinking. And he realized that the Russians did not have a deterrent concept. They had a war fighting concept. They really thought that they could win a nuclear war. And that we were deluding ourselves to think that they were mutual. The second thing is, you're absolutely right. When the Cold War ended, the Russians had access to Western technology. They'd been very busy at work developing the next generation of nuclear weapons and missiles. Right. The Chinese never stopped. We started disarming, essentially. And so right now, the Russians, the Chinese have hypersonic missiles. We do not. They have more missile defense. We don't have as much. At the end of the day, we rested on the laurels of our victory, and we are now facing a fairly difficult circumstance with the Russians and Chinese. I wouldn't look at Ukraine and see how badly their conventional forces performed to say, well, they're not a real military. They have real nuclear weapons and real missiles that can really arrive in the United States.
And that's something for us to be very concerned about. Dr. Wormser, thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I hope that you... enjoyed getting some of that background information with regards to understanding the kind of the holistic approach that exists and of course ultimately the battle that is going on within Islam, as David talked about in the beginning of the last half hour, and the battle between the Sunnis and the Shiites, and even a battle within the different Sunni sects, why Saudi Arabia is uniquely different as an example, relative to Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda and that element and elements associated with Al-Qaeda. And then of course you have Iran and the Shiites, and you have Erdogan in Turkey, which, you know, Turkey is moving closer and closer to being more Sharia focused and Sharia compliant. And the only way that the United States of America overcomes all of this evil that's going on in the world is we have to get back to our biblical God-based foundation. And again, as I was closing out the last hour and reiterating that, and I know that folks say, oh, you know, you it's like you're, well, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe you don't. Maybe you agree with me, and maybe you think that more people should be talking about the necessity for us to get back to God. And more importantly, not just to get back to God, but to get back to the root of Scripture and understanding what a biblical worldview looks like and the good news that's associated with it. You know, when we talk about the inerrancy of Scripture, when we talk about the moral foundations and virtue and things of that nature, what we need to understand as well and voice is that inerrancy of Scripture, that moral virtuous nature, is what does allow others to have freedom of choice. But the challenge is this. The challenge is that when immorality becomes the law of the land, and when immorality supersedes virtue, and now you have a situation, and it's interesting that Dr. Wormser was talking about, you know, the embrace of lawlessness, if you will, which made me think about, you know, what we're doing right here in the United States of America, where we are embracing lawlessness, where we are letting criminals out early, and those criminals are going out and victimizing more people. And because we have raised the bar, so to speak, we have said, well, you know, certain crimes now are not going to be crimes anymore. If you steal up to $950, you can go into one of these places in some of these larger cities, and you can go ahead and you can just steal away, and nothing's going to happen to you. And somebody's going to end up paying for that somewhere along the line. And there's conversations about, you know, well, we're going to increase the minimum wage. Well, that's all well and good. It's not, but I'm just saying, let's say that that's all well and good. But when you then meet that by having individuals coming out of prisons early, and you're telling people that it's okay to steal up to a certain amount of money or a certain amount of merchandise, and there's going to be no consequences for doing so. And so now you have a situation where you raise the minimum wage and say, oh, well, we're going to fix employment issues by raising the minimum wage. We're also going to allow criminals to go in and just steal stuff, because remember that it's the imperialists that are the problem. So it's really these big box stores and so on, except that it's not the big box stores that generally are getting hit. It's the smaller mom and pop places that are the places that are actually getting hit. And insurance companies are saying, guess what? We know that this is now being encouraged, and so we're not going to cover these kinds of criminal thefts. We're going to exclude these kinds of losses from your policy. So now you can't, you don't have the ability now to turn to the insurance company to try to recover for the loss. You just suffer the loss. Well, a lot of these smaller businesses can't do it. And not only are smaller businesses not being able to do it, but the larger companies aren't able to do it as well, folks. And so as these bigger businesses then begin to cut back and cut down because they can't handle the losses, then they start looking at the demographics, and they look at the different areas where their stores are. And if they notice that a particular store is a loss leader when it comes to these kinds of thefts that are taking place, they're going to start closing these places down. And now, just like in the neighborhoods where you had these protesters come in, the BLM protesters, well, now instead of having these businesses there, which would create the economic opportunities for folks to be able to put food on their table and take care of their families and stay off of the street and stay out of the drug world and not be pushed into gangs and prostitution and so forth, well, now you're eliminating all that. And who's behind it? Who's doing that? Well, it's the very same people that these individuals vote for every time. And all they're doing is they're voting for their own demise. We'll talk about that more tomorrow with David Lowery. We'll talk about it probably as well with Ward Connerly. But folks, it's a cycle. And ultimately the cycle will not be broken without coming back to what the Word of God says. See, the law that's discussed in the Word were laws that God gave to the Israelites when they came out of Egypt and they were forming community. And so God gave them laws because most of the civilizations in that day were all heathen. And they didn't have sanitation laws, and they didn't have, you know, how certain things were going to be done. And so here comes the Lord God Almighty, and he says, I'm going to choose you to be my people, and then I'm going to show you how to live so that you live better than everyone around you. And he did, and he gave him the laws. Now, we can talk about the laws as being a foreshadowing to showing us sin, and they were. But a lot of them had to do with just basic day-to-day cleanliness and sanitation and how you did certain things. And, you know, if you've got a woman who has the issue of blood, in other words, a woman who's on her time of the month, you're supposed to have that person be separated out because in those days they didn't have a means to keep everything clean. And so there was a separation. And there were separations for all these different things that were taking place that were functions of a very large group of people all living together so that they stayed clean and so that they stayed healthy and so that disease didn't pass between them. And in fact, they kept disease out of their community. It's what made them so unique and it made them so prosperous. And it was the same thing when it came to being in Egypt. Remember that the Pharaoh looked over at them and he said, wait a minute, those guys are prospering. Those guys are doing really well. We need to clamp down on them. We need to kill their firstborn children. We need to do some things because they're becoming more powerful than us in our own land. Well, why was that? Well, the reason why was the same reason that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, why it was that they were healthier than all of Nebuchadnezzar's others because they ate differently, because they handled their business differently, and therefore they prospered. I'll be back with more.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document, says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.